It is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision. Anita Stewart, good morning to you.
Hi, K-Squared.
K-Squared, that's right. We need to put that in the new promos for WILO. Right. Follow that one up, will you? Anita, we talked to you just earlier this week. We know there may or may not be a whole lot of new stuff that you've got to pass along our way, but what do we need to know from the United Way? We know you guys are always working.
Thank you. Ken doesn't think so, but
Ken knows. He knows you're working.
No, actually, I do have a couple different things. We are finishing up this Thursday and tomorrow our grant application process. So we had 19 agencies apply. We had 15 last year, so we have 19 this year. So they're going through their grant application, and then once we're done on Friday, the committee of six people will get together, make a recommendation to the board, and see who will be our new United Way agency for the 2021-22 season. So we're working on that. That's coming to a close real soon. And then I got good news. We just finished out our that $200,000 COVID grant that we received. So we just granted our last reward to healthy communities for that, to be able to implement bringing in the changes program so people can get immediate assessments here in Clinton County without having to leave. So we're really excited about that. And then we got invited to the table from Indiana United Way and the Lilla Foundation to apply for an additional $95,000 of COVID funds to come to Clinton County. So I'm in the process of writing that grant. And then the last thing, I don't know if everybody's seen or not, but the food truck that was scheduled for the First Christian Church has been moved to the Boys and Girls Club on the 20th.
I have not received anything on that at all.
Yeah, well, I can send it to you if you want, Ken, but that has been moved to the Boys and Girls Club, same time, same day, just a new location.
Okay. There is one thing I did want to ask you, and you didn't bring it up there in that little wrap up. Have you got any further on your homelessness shelter as of yet?
Actually, I'm waiting to hear from our not-for-profit that we originally started with whether they're going to take it or not. If they don't, we have a backup plan.
Okay.
I actually have a house. It's on Jackson Street that they're willing to donate to the other non-for-profit if the other first one doesn't want to do it. So just as soon as we hear, they had their board meeting yesterday, we hear something, then we'll be starting on that ASAP. So pretty excited.
I know when we talked to you on Monday, you just weren't quite ready. It hadn't quite happened yet, and I was just curious if it might have between then and now.
No,
so
when it does, I'll probably do a news release because that'll be some real exciting news.
Okay. All right.
So, anything going on with you guys?
Oh, not much, though.
We are getting ready for probably the biggest, the busiest May that we've had in quite some time.
I would agree with that.
Both stations have a lot going on, and I think it's a little bit, Anita, from last year. We weren't able to do, you know, a whole lot, and so here we are a year later, and everybody's chomping at the bit to do things. So,
you know, and the other thing of it is that June is also just like May because
it'll be a busy summer. It always is.
You wrap up graduations, and then you go through county fairs and those kinds of things. And July, we know what that's like because then you get the last free month, and then start back school in August. God, did I see that already?
Yeah, it'll be here before we know. Yeah.
Don't say that.
Summers are always busy.
Kevin, you'll get a kick out of this. Sophia, we're listening to the radio station, and she'll say, "That's not Kevin. That's not Kevin." That's pretty good. You got a 4-year-old who's recognizing.
She can recognize, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good. She'll be a future listener then.
There you go.
Yep. Okay.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
I always do. Make sure you tell her I said hi too.
You can do that. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Anita, as always. Take good care of yourself, and, you know, take it easy.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Anita.
Take care. All right.
All right, that's the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision.